Hank Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'll put on the better one.
Yes, Ram. What? There's not a better one. What are you talking about? Pink? Faith Hill?
No, bitch. The official old school Monday Night Football. Bam, oh. Bam, bam, bam.
That one. Okay.
Get your pink shit out of here. It's Sunday Night Football.
Is it? Oh, well, ever since Hank stopped singing, it stopped mattering.
Actually, I heard
he's back, isn't he?
Yeah, he's coming back this year to do it again.
Ooh, good. Well, it matters again.
Well, you know, the ratings keep dropping, so you got to bring back some Hank Williams. Get some excitement. But all my Monday Rowdy friends are here on Monday night.
Forces are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday Night Football's taking over the town. We gotta get ready. We gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating right now, I'm gonna go with maybe a 4.
Been, oh.
Drinking and grilling since noon, and it is 5 o'clock. Somewhere. 5:12 over here. But yeah, it's a great Labor Day recording, ready for the season, and that's what it is. It's finally here, the 2017 NFL football season. And by the time you listen to this episode, we're gonna be less than a week away from the first Saints regular season game.
Because we're not less than a week away now.
Well, we're 1 week away right now.
6 days away.
As of tomorrow, we'll be less than a week away.
No, we're 6 days away.
No, the game's Monday night. Today's Monday.
Whoopsie.
Jesus. You're literally just... We just had a conversation.
Yeah. Hey, it's week one. I'm not in game shape yet. I'm not ready.
Well, as Adrian Peterson likes to say, the Saints season is going to start and finish in Minnesota. I like that outlook. Now, we got a great season opener episode this week, chock full of season preview, game preview, the return of Pick'ems, and our bold predictions, sure to go wrong, an annual favorite, not an anal favorite. No more TV talk, because from here on out, it's all Saints, and some other stuff. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with 3. Had a nice Labor Day as well, went to a friend's house, had some boiled shrimp.
All right, Damon, welcome to the show. Do you have a number, or how you
Thank
feeling?
Thank you. No, yeah, I mean, I'd say, again, I just had a couple of Dixies on this holiday weekend. And
3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so I'd give me one and a half.
All right. Dude, we are really tailgating for the season.
I mean, we're ready. There's some optimism, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Not that we're not excited when the season starts every year, but... You think
more reason to be optimistic because we won 2 preseason games.
It has been a while since we won 2 preseason games.
What was that stat you had there, Damon? You texted to us earlier this week.
About
0-4 in the preseason.
Yeah, the last 5 teams that went 0-4 in the preseason did not make the playoffs. And Shitlanta went 0-4 in the preseason.
Hmm. 2 of those 5 were us.
Three of those 5.
No, we went 0-4 2 straight years. Oh, we did 3. Before and didn't make it?
Well, the only 2, I thought it was 3.
Last 2 years, we went 0-4.
It was just 2, okay. Anyway, let's get to a quick little headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
The 53-man roster was made. Any surprises on there or any disappointments?
If you Armstead wasn't put on the short-term IR. That was bro today.
Yep.
So they think it's possible Armstead could come back before the 8 weeks.
That's a surprise.
Right?
So here's my question. If he comes back, let's say Ramchek plays, 4 games, plays lights out great, and Armstead comes healthy, what do you do? wouldn't you leave Ramchek in because the rhythm's there and the
sure. Look, the NFL, you know, is full of stories of people losing their position because of injury. I mean, I don't know. You try to stick Armstead in somewhere else.
That's what she said.
There's nowhere else for him to go.
I mean, the only other thing that came to mind. I know it's hard to move a guy from the left side to the right side, but do you at least be optimistic about if this is Zach Strief's last year, that you could potentially move either Armstead or Ramchek to the other side?
Sure, I mean, that has to be in their thinking, right?
That's why we drafted him.
Because he's ambidextrous?
No, I mean, if he's playing that well, I guess it would be hard to bench him. I mean, I don't know. At least it's a good problem to have.
Right.
So if it's just a one, you know, he didn't come back in the next year, they move on from Strief and kick Ramczyk over, put Armstead in. I'm sure that's what their plan was.
What else? 53-man linebacker situation. Any surprises other than Nate Stupar?
Stephon Anthony made the team.
I kind of
thought he was going to get cut.
Well, who would you have put instead of him?
I guess maybe that's it. I don't know that I necessarily had somebody else. I just figured
Big Hill.
Well, I don't know. It was always going to be tough for Big Hill. I'm glad they got him on the practice squad, but it's
yeah. Well, and here's my thing. And tell me if I'm the crazy one here, but when I looked at all the Twitter and Facebook comments when the 53-man came out, everybody, all they wanted to hone in on was Big Hill. How dare the Saints organization cut this guy? This is the biggest mistake. Mickey Loomis should be let go. This is the final nail in the coffin. It's the last straw. Big Hill, Big Hill, Big Hill. When I don't know that any of these people would have said anything about Big Hill had not the media made him a story as a talking point just going into the fourth game as a reason to watch the fourth game. You know what I mean? Like, they were told to care about Big Hill for that game. Yeah, don't get me wrong. He did some nice things in the preseason, and he had a great fourth game, you know, the game against the Ravens. But these people are acting like it's fucking Lawrence Taylor was just cut from the team.
Or Sam Mills, yes. Yes, Jeff, people are sheep. And they listen to what the square box tells them. This is TV or Twitter or whatever. Yes, people are sheep and stupid. No doubt about it.
Right? I mean, the guy belongs on the practice squad, and that's where they put him, and that's where he belongs. Don't act like we just sacrificed the next 4 years of Saints winning because we didn't put Adam Big Hill on the team.
Yes, yeah, people overreact.
We had a whole segment about that
on Twitter.
It is what it is.
A week ago, all these people who were like picking up pitchforks and torches and storming the castle to save this guy's career. A week ago, they didn't even know his fucking name. They were told to care last week, and now they do.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
Not that he wasn't fun to watch in a couple of preseason games.
Right. You know. He did great things against third stringers.
I mean, he plays with effort. Right. It's a guy you like. It's fine. Right. It's him going to the practice squad is fine. He's played however many years in Canada. Let him go to the practice squad.
Where did he play?
In Canada.
Fuck Canada!
Hey, fuck you, buddy!
He was like the defensive MVP of the Canadian League.
Right, I mean, isn't that something? How there's such a huge disparity between the CFL and the NFL.
That's why they're playing up there.
Yeah, but you would think, though. I mean, a defensive player of the year would have enough fucking talent to make a roster, right? I mean,
well, he could make a roster. He could probably make a Cleveland practice squad roster. He's not gonna make the Saints roster. I mean,
because we're so deep at linebacker, right? Oh. look, the Dome Patrol has been retired for decades now. You know, we have a first-round draft pick that can't get on the fucking field. Linebacker. So, no, I mean, it's surprising that he can't make the Saints. You're right. You made a point. It's surprising he can't make the Saints roster the linebacker. Fuck. I'd figure one of us can make the Saints roster at linebacker.
No, 2 years ago, yeah.
Not no mo.
Not no mo.
Well, and look, the way the injuries happen in the NFL. He'll probably play a couple games this year, coming in on special teams.
Well, not if he's on the practice squad, he won't.
Well, at some point during the year, he'll get called up. Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, it's inevitable.
All right. What about anywhere else? I mean, I don't think there's any surprise. I was surprised that they carried as many running backs as they did.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about who we got, who we signed.
Yeah, we actually claimed a couple of guys.
Oh, the Patriots wide receiver. What's his
name?
Carr.
Austin Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And then a quarterback.
Quarterback from Green Bay. Second time we've taken a quarterback from Green Bay.
Tyson Hill. Now, he's an older player. He's a rookie, and he's 27. So I don't know what the fuck. I don't. Anyway, good for them. But I'm excited for Austin Carr. He was like the Patriots' Big Hill. Okay?
Okay.
The Patriots fan took to Twitter. You know, Twitter. Fuck Twitter. Took to Twitter, and they were upset because, again, he was there. You know, he was their Big Hill. And he was tied with receptions in the preseason for most receptions, you know, and he just, looks like a kid, you know.
He's a project, right? I mean.
Sure, yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, he's a rookie. I watched his highlight video, which, you know, that's all you have on him. And, I mean, he looked like he ran good routes and.
Is he all right?
Caught the ball. He made a couple of good, difficult catches. So
yeah, the only highlight I saw was that leaping touchdown in the end zone, which is a pretty good catch, by the way.
Yeah, he got some vertical on that.
He's got athletic talent.
No, they did.
So what happened with Kuhn? We released.
I was going to say, I was just going, they did drop Kuhn and Friends.
Kuhn and Friends alert. Kuhn and Friends alert.
But apparently it's just like a temporary, like, you know how they kind of like release a couple guys, but then they juggle the roster based on what they need, and they might sign him back again this week.
I mean, right? There's no need.
All of that seems like a bunch of, right? Yeah. Well, I'm curious to what's going to happen. You know, like Jason, you said, you know, them juggling. I'm curious to what juggle they're going to do to bring him back.
Maybe they needed to drop him in order to pick up Carr, and then they move Bro to the pup and
right. They moved him back on to the IR today.
It's the three card money.
Yeah. Plus, I think so. A lot of times these contracts are worked out. Like, if they're not on the initial roster, you don't have to – they miss out on some kind of bonus, and then you just sign them later, and somehow they're cheap.
Well, their contract isn't guaranteed. If you're a veteran and you're on the roster day one, your contract is guaranteed.
Okay.
So then you go to the receivers. We got Michael Thomas, obviously, Tommy Lee Lewis, Ted Ginn Jr., Brandon Coleman – and Willie Snead eventually when he's finished his DUI suspension.
Willie.
I mean, it's the day of Uber and Lyft, and you're a millionaire or at least $100,000 there. You couldn't take a cab or a private car here. I mean, I'm not chastising the guy for driving under the influence. I'm sure we've all done it at one point in our lives. But you got caught, man. Like, you don't need to get caught.
And also, we weren't getting paid $600,000 a year, $700,000 a year.
That's my point.
At one point in our lives or many times?
Several. Several.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm not – far be it from any of us to judge the fact that he did it. The thing is, dude, you didn't need to do it. Like, you had so many other options.
But it's like he's – you know, this happens all the time. And we're just like, dude, just – you have the money. Just get a freaking –
get an Uber.
Get an Uber. Or get a cab. Even if you don't feel comfortable doing Uber, just get a fucking cab. Get something.
Right.
Drive and hit a car.
Anyway, he's on DUI. Or he's on suspension. What is it? Three games?
Three games. It was kind of amazing that the story didn't come out until a couple of days ago.
Right, because it happened right before camp. I think, camp started in June. Right. You know, camp. Was it June or July? I mean, what I heard what WWL was saying to that.
Who was that?
WWL. Camp started, you know, July 3rd, whatever the fuck, August 13th, and it happened like the 10th. You know, I mean, that's what Deuce said the other day.
You think that's why he didn't have a productive preseason?
That's why he played a lot against San Diego, get him more action.
Well,
but you knew there was something going on, you know, because he had his contract, his restricted free agent.
Well, right. Funny thing is that this is a personal conduct policy, where if he'd have failed the drug test for weed, the first offense is a warning, you know.
Oh, he'd have been better off, you tell me, saying, if he'd have been smoking weed.
Well, I mean, for his first offense, yeah, you know.
Or if he would have was white and beat his wife, he'd have been fine, with no suspension.
He might have got a game. That kicker got a game.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do? Are we going to go into the first three games with four receivers and maybe put Kamara in the slot?
Well, that's what you're going to see. Peyton's going to work Kamara more into the game plan, you would think.
Now, that suggestion maybe brought to me you by might Scott Greenbaum.
Or they also might have to rely on your boy Fleener.
I'd rather put...
How does that make you feel, Jeff?
I'd rather put Al Kamara in the slot.
Jason, he's going to be too busy blocking everybody.
Oh, that's right.
He's the greatest blocker in the league. Don't you know that?
He blocks better than he catches. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. You can't refute that point. I don't care if he sucks at blocking. He still blocks better than he catches, and you can't argue that.
It definitely stings that we're going to miss Snead.
I don't know that if you put Kamara there, fuck, what's his name? Then
it's not quite as easy. I mean, Snead had a familiarity with Breeze. It was a comfort level, a nice third and five. You just, all right, Snead's going to catch a 7-yard pass.
All right,
he knew the offense, right.
So all right, you're gonna hand it off to Adrian Peterson instead.
I mean,
big sacrifice there, folks.
I mean, goodness forbid we've said this for how long? The last 11 years, you know. God forbid that we focus on the running game a little bit more.
Right.
You know. Right. We've been saying that since 2006 when we had Deuce and Reggie. Again, I just maybe it's situational football, but again, we've always seen our best years is when Drew, you know, Drew doesn't have to carry the team on his back and throw for 40.
That's pretty much all we got for the 53. No other real surprises to discuss. Let's move into another topic, though, because we do have a season to look forward to now that the regular season's beginning. Let's take a look at the schedule. And a question that came through Twitter a couple of weeks ago that we said we would wait until this episode to do it is we'll do some record predicting. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. And so we start our schedule. Let's take them into quarters, or, you know, the four games at a time. Come out with, what do you think, with the first four games? It's at the Vikings, Patriots at home, at the Panthers, Dolphins in London. We coming out of that, what, 2-2, 3-1?
Realistically, I think 2-2. You know, I think...
We beat the Vikings and the Dolphins?
I think those are the most likely. I mean, definitely the Dolphins. I think we can beat them. They did not look good from what I watched on them. You know, the Patriots are the fucking Patriots. And then Carolina has always given Sean Payton problems. But don't we play them better up there than our record?
I was going to say.
Against the Panthers, we played them pretty tough. Better. We beat them on a Thursday night up there a couple
well,
years ago.
It's better in Carolina than it is in the Dome, thanks Sean Payton.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Panthers give us a hard time so much as it's always a close game and it's anybody's game. We just happen to be on the wrong end of it. I'd say, I'm going to optimistically say 3-1, realistically 2-2. But I'm going to go 3-1.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we can, I mean, I do feel like, and we'll get into the Vikings, but, I mean, it's fucking Sam Bradford. But I think we can go in and beat Carolina. I really do.
Right. Sure.
So you're going.
I think Carolina's going to.
You think?
I think we can, but are we?
Yes, we can.
We can. Also.
Well, this is your season prediction. I mean, this is where you get to decide for yourself. Are you going to be right or wrong? I don't know, but you need to make a decision, everybody. I'm going to log it in the system.
You know, the Dolphins game isn't going to be as easy as we think. So I'd say we beat Carolina, but lose to Miami and go 2-2.
Why do we lose to Miami?
They got a lot of weapons on offense, man. Their defense is decent. They got a lot of weapons on offense. I know it's Cutler, but
right, and Jay Kelly
seems to be working in this offense under this coach. So I'm a little worried. And they can run the ball very well. I'm just a little worried about
it. I'm going 3-1. Damon's going 2-2.
I went 2-2.
Jason's going 2-2.
I went 2-2.
All right. See, and my 3-1 might be – we might lose to the Panthers. But that just means that we're going to beat the Patriots.
Beating the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. And I think we can beat them. I was there in 2009 when we benched Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, that was 8 years ago.
This also isn't the same team, but right. I get you.
Well, but this is the best defense I've seen since then. So.
It hasn't played a meaningful snap together yet, but that's okay.
Right. I was there in 88 when
this was a show about with Saints fans. All right. I didn't realize that.
I am a Saints fan, motherfucker.
I didn't realize you were such realists. Okay, next.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get a lot more wins later on in the season.
Oh,
don't you worry about
okay,
that.
Okay. The next four games is Lions at home, at Green Bay, Bears at home, Bucks at home.
3-1.
3-1. You're going to lose to the Packers in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yep. I go 3-1, lose to the Pack.
All right. Y'all are both going 3-1. I will go 4-0.
God, how much fun would this show be if that happened? Come on.
I know. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the eternal optimist in this little exercise because somebody needs to be. All right.
Good.
Next four games. At Buffalo, Redskins at home, at the Rams, wherever that is, and then the Panthers at home.
I'm going to go 3-1, lose to the Panthers.
I mean, are we being realistic? I mean...
We can go 4-0 in the stretch.
You're saying the Panthers are going to sweep us then?
No, I picked us to beat.
Oh, you went 2-2? No, you went 2-2. Who are you going to lose to?
Right, beat the Panthers, lose to the Dolphins and the Pats.
That's right. Okay.
That's right, I already said that.
You heard that. All right. So
the law of averages says we'll split with Carolina. This stretch, that's a nice... That's a nice stretch for us. Buffalo's not going to be good at all.
Yeah, Buffalo is going to be horrible.
That's a win.
Redskins, I don't think, are going to be much better. Redskins have a shit defense.
Yeah, and it's in the dome. I like that.
All right, the Rams have an offense, theoretically.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. The Rams don't have shit.
Rams are shit.
The Rams should have some offensive weapons to play with for Goff.
Not very good.
Goff.
Right. It's also Jared Goff. What do you think?
The Rams. I don't know. Well,
Miracle Worker?
It's not Jeff Fisher's Rams, but the Rams do somehow have the Saints number for the last 10 years, it feels like.
Well, like you said, it's not Jeff Fisher anymore.
All right.
So that's a positive.
All right. And then you're going to beat the Panthers at home. So that's 4-0 again.
Look.
I'm going 4-0.
Sean Payton likes to lose to somebody we shouldn't every year. So, you know, I'll pick one of those teams that we should beat that beats us, and I'll go 3-1 with Jason.
All right, yeah, both going 3-1.
So right there, that puts us with more victories than we've had the last 3 years.
Yeah, Damon and I have him at 8-4.
Right.
8
after the first.
And 4, right.
Jeff, you got him at, what, 11-1?
Yep.
Jeff's got 11-1 after 12.
I mean, look, our 8-4 is very optimistic, but
I remember when we did the show back in 2009 of August, and when I said 13-0, y'all thought I was crazy for saying 13-0.
What? Well, what are you talking about?
Jeff, we didn't even have the show back then.
We didn't have the show during the Super Bowl run.
Well,
we just texted it to each other. Nobody knew about it.
Okay.
It was on Facebook. So
anyway.
All right. The last four games. At Shitlanta. Jets at home. Shitlanta at home. And then at Tampa Bay. So we sweep the Falcons or we go split?
Oh, I think we sweep. I think we go 3-1. We lose on the road at Tampa last week of the season. Go 3-1 in this window.
I'll go 2-2.
I'm going to go 2-2 as well, because the end of the season, we're going to rest everybody the last two games.
Okay.
Because we've already locked up the first round bye. Jason, you said 3-1.
I did. I said lose to Tampa last game of the season. All right.
Damon's 2-2. I'm going to go 2-2. So, what's your total there, Jason? 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got 11-5.
11-5. Damon, you got 10-6.
Yep.
And let's see what wild, crazy shit I've come up with.
You have 13-3.
13-3.
Hey, you know what? The last time we went 13-3, what happened?
We lost to San Francisco. In the playoffs.
Shit.
Oh, that fucking game.
All right. That's your season there. Now, so let's stick with the season type stuff and go into what we do every year as we enter a season, and then at the end of the season we see how we did. These are called bold predictions sure to go wrong. Yes, here we go again, give you more, nothing lesser. Back on the mic is the antidepressor. And rock, no pressure, yes, we need this. The best is yet to come in, yes, believe this. Let go my echo. Which means that they can't be believable. They've got to be unreachable or bold. Right, I mean, some of them could happen. So somewhat realistic, but certainly it can't be an easy pick like Mark Ingram runs the ball for 300 yards. I'll start and say Ingram, with the fact that Peterson's on board, Kamara's there, I'm going to say Ingram still rushes for 900 yards.
That'd be a good season.
That would be, you're right, because I definitely believe he's going to be splitting a lot more time with AP.
Yep. All right, Damon, Jason, y'all got one?
I'll go with the Saints defense gets more than 40 sacks.
40?
40.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, that's...
Okay, all right, I'll up it. More than 45 sacks. Dude, that's a lot. Saints have been, what, early third, mid-30s?
I thought 40 was high. You didn't have to up it to 40.
No, well, no, I mean, look,
bold prediction.
I think the Saints will get 60.
Holy shit!
Plus sacks. I mean that's what team leaders, you know, that's about average. 60 sacks a game, a season.
No, that's not average, Damon. It's definitely not average.
I mean it is high.
That would be in the top 5. High.
Yeah. Right.
Sacks.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah. I think the Saints will be in the top of the sack leaders for teams.
Jason, do you want to withdraw yours and come up with another one since Damon...
Apparently so. Yeah.
He outbid you?
Brandon Coleman gets 800 touchdown? Yards receiving.
Oh, my goodness.
How much?
800 yards receiving. 800 yards receiving for Brandon Coleman.
Okay.
That's bold.
That is sure to go wrong.
Right. I thought, you know, Brandon Coleman will be on the team in week 8 would be a bold one. I mean, you know, when you're going that he's...
800 yards.
That is bold.
All right, I'm gonna come in with the Saints defense overall ranking top 12.
Oh.
Should I drop it?
No, I think that's pretty bold.
Top 12, that's a little better than Midland.
You don't think they'll be a top 10 defense?
I was gonna...
Davis just shitting all over our bold predictions. He's going over.
Well, I mean, look, you want to go bold. You want to go bold. I'm gonna, you know, I'll go 10. I'll go top 10. Because it's supposed to be bold, sure to go wrong. Yeah, top 10. You're right. Top 12 is my...
If you're my realistic
safe bet.
Goal.
That's my safe bet.
Right.
You're right. Right. Fuck it. Top 10 defense. Boom.
Right. And we don't get any... We don't do anything for these predictions.
Right.
You know,
there's no punishment for being wrong. Right. Sometimes right. You're rewarded for being wrong. I mean, the segment is that you're supposed to come up with a bold prediction sure to be wrong. So, yeah, I'm going to go top 10.
Damon, so last year Cleveland had 66 sacks. Second place was the Rams with 49.
Right. That's right. Right. All right. 60.
60 would be probably number one in the league. In
right. Right. 60
well,
always
a bold prediction.
The right. That. Right.
Ooh, man.
Right. 60 is always right.
So you're saying that Damon submitted the right number?
I guess, but I mean, the Saints only had 27. Saints had 27 sacks last year. That's why I said like 45 is doubling, or not quite doubling, but maybe.
Right. So that's 80%. So that's your safe bet. It's 45.
45 is still a lot. Only
safe bet.
Four teams had more than 45 last year.
So yeah, but we're going to be better in that.
All right.
and that play. You know, I mean, that's right. That category. We're going to be better. We're going to lead the team in sacks.
All right, Damon, go for another one.
All right. Drew Brees. Well, this is an easy one. Is going to throw. Oh, fuck.
Embraces New Orleans. And okay. Damon says, I like the off-the-field Drew Brees as much as the on-the-field
right.
Drew Brees.
Okay.
That's a bold prediction sure to go wrong.
Yeah. All right, this is bold prediction sure to go wrong, because this ain't going to happen. But Drew, and if it does, we're fucked anyway. Drew Brees will pass Peyton Manning as the all-time passing yards leader. He is 5,829 yards away.
Oof.
That's gonna be that. That would be extremely tough.
I'm sorry, 5,000 what?
829. Yeah, it's not impossible.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's not really impossible, but it's
that's impossible.
It's purely a bold prediction, sure to go wrong.
He plays next year. He'll pass him.
All right, Jeff. Here's a bold prediction that you're gonna like: Kobe Fleener, 50 catches.
I'd bet on Drew Brees.
So I'm going with combined. Kobe Fleener is going to get 50 catches, and then Brandon Coleman's going to get 800 yards. Those are my receiving bowl predictions.
Right. So you're agreeing with me that Drew Brees is going to get over 5,800 yards passing.
Shit, when you look at it that way.
So we're actually on the same page.
Right, like if those guys have that, what do you think our real players are going to have?
Right.
Not a lot, and that's what I'm scared of.
Okay, how about this? I think AP will get over 1,200 yards rushing.
Wow.
And I agree with whichever one of you said it, that Ingram will get 900. Yeah. You know, he'll be up there. I mean, I think we'll
So
be,
you're saying the Saints will have 2,000 yards rushing?
Oh,
yeah.
I think. Oh, yeah,
the team
I think
definitely.
We'll have over that, yeah. We're going to definitely need Ramczyk and Unger. And as far as I know, they're going to play week one, but I just remember that Texan game. It was I like the running backs, but there was nowhere for him to go in that game.
And Unger was a little bit rusty that game. I mean, he had that one snap that was low, and that's definitely why he played. I mean,
at least he got into the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
He got snaps. That's good.
Right. I don't remember any pressure coming from, his.
All right. I got one. The Saints defense shuts out three teams this year.
Wow.
But we'll definitely put them in the top.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, think about it. We play the Jets at home. Jets are
the Bills.
God awful. We play the Bills.
I have no idea.
You don't have to justify it. Their bold prediction's sure to go wrong.
I agree.
Saints D shuts out three teams.
And we play the Bears at home.
All right. One more, Jason, from you.
Cam Jordan gets more than 15 sacks.
Oh.
He's gonna get it because the rest of the line is gonna be better, and gonna help him in that regard. He's finally gonna get the statistical season and the credit that he deserves this year.
Right. You know, it seems funny to me that Jason laughs when I make my predictions, which we're not supposed to do, but then his own predictions basically back up what I'm saying.
You're 16.
Right, I'm going with overall team, but for his individual to make his predictions, then the team would have to,
Well, hey, they would be over my even 45 would be top five in the league.
Yeah.
That's what I was shooting for. I wasn't shooting for number one; I was just shooting for number five.
All right,
trying to make it somewhat realistic.
All right, I'll get one. Let's see, Lattimore gets. I'm going to say 8 picks on the year.
All right. I'll back that up. Then I'll say Lattimore wins Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Ah!
If he gets 8 picks, trust me, he'll be doing that. I'm looking forward to Lattimore. I really am. It seems like
he might be
he might be the best cornerback we've ever had. I mean, I've enjoyed watching his play, man. His covering. The preseason, I know it's different, but man, I'm excited about him.
Will Lutz ends up as a top five fantasy kicker this year.
You know, I think everybody has him, from watching the scroll on NFL Network. I think he's ranked like the third best kicker.
Every list I've seen has him in the top 10 for sure. One low kick.
He had that one. Yeah, he did. But
well, I will say, I actually chose Lutz over Vinatieri.
Because Vinatieri is like 80 years old.
That's fine. All right, so that's your bold predictions, folks. So now we've covered 53-man roster. We've covered season predictions. We've covered bold predictions. Now it's time for the return of Pick'ems. Jason, give them a little bit of a rundown before we get into Pick'ems, especially kind of like how we play this year so that everybody who wants to play alongside of us can do so, as well as buying me time to set up the spreadsheet for 2017.
There you go. Yep, 5 games a week, 4 of the best games, and then a shitty game. Thursday night games are excluded, so we're going to miss out on that Chiefs-Pats game this week, which would have been an automatic game for Pick'ems, but we don't do the Thursday night games to give people time to get their picks in. We don't do the Monday night games either, since we record on Monday night. We don't want to have any lingering scores out when we do it. So you just pick with the spread. Pretty simple. The 2016 champ of the three of us was Damon, who finished with a tremendous 46-46 record.
Well, but that's 2 years in a row that I've...
It is 2 years in a row that he's won.
That I've won.
Jeff and I were both a game back at 45-47.
Losers!
So really, people, it doesn't take much to beat us. And, you know, we do the games a week. Just tweet your picks at the account. Jeff will tally them and keep track of everybody.
Oh, real quick. What do we do in the event of a tie? Remember, we always have that deal where you're spread.
I believe we just don't count the game if it's a tie.
We're just not going to count the game.
Not going to count.
It'll be a push, or
yeah. Well, I'm not going to give you like
no. Don't say it. And this is where we get confusion. One person says it doesn't count. Another one says it's a push. Next thing you know, we're dealing with ties versus 4 games on the week. That's a different thing. What are we doing?
It's just going to,
and then I'm going to record it as a win.
No, it's not a win if you push, jackass. We get 4 games. That game just doesn't count.
How do the push become a win?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Make it clear. It's as though the game was.
It
never
is
played.
For anyone with
yeah,
a brain.
Yeah, it's not a win. It's like that game never existed.
It's not a win.
Right. It's nothing. Like, it doesn't exist. If there's a push,
it was never
there's
played.
Only 4 games that count that weekend.
Right.
Unless there's another push. Okay, it's only 3 games. All right, first game. We got an AFC game, a battle of 2 young, up-and-coming teams. Oakland Raiders at the Tennessee Titans. Oakland making the playoffs for the first time last year, although they lost David Carr. Or Derek Carr at the end of the year last year. Tennessee was playing pretty well. They lost Marcus Mariota towards the end of the year with an injury. So 2 young quarterbacks, 2 teams, a lot of people predicting to make the playoffs. This game's in Tennessee, and the Titans are favored by 2.
Wait, the Titans are favored by 2?
Titans are favored by 2. I am going to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, I think I do like Tennessee to win their division as well, but Oakland's also very, very good, so I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Damon, sounds like you're going with the Raiders as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, I'll follow suit.
All right, our next game, big NFC battle. I'm assuming this is going to be the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman Fox game. Seattle Seahawks at the Green Bay Packers. Both teams coming off good seasons, making the playoffs. 2 Super Bowl winning teams, 2 Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. This game is in Green Bay. Packers are favored by 3.
This is a tough one. Go ahead.
I'm going to take Green Bay. Green Bay's at home. Opening game. A lot of excitement.
I don't think
Seattle's the same Seattle it was 4 years ago. Defense has kind of lost a little bit. Still there, don't get me wrong. They still have a good defense, but it's not the same defense it was. 3 years.
Yeah, look, it's week one. I don't, you know, it takes a couple of weeks before you, you know, that's why this game is basically almost a pick 'em. You know, I mean, you know, everybody gets, the home team gets 3 points automatically. So, So I'll take the Packers also.
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers too. Because Seattle on the road. I'll trust the Pack on this one. Our next game, Battle of Florida, the Tampa Bay Bucks at the Miami Dolphins. Tampa, a lot of people predicting good things for Jameis Winston, his third year. They were featured on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
At the Dolphins, who of course lost Ryan Tannehill, so now they got Jay Cutler. This game is in Miami, and the Dolphins are getting 2.5 points at home. And another thing about this game, Hurricane Irma may impact this game. Its projections are for it to move it to move into the Caribbean and then turn north.
All right.
The problem is, like, they're going to have to make that decision like Wednesday.
Mm.
All right. And so, where if it's played on a neutral field? All right. So I'm going to make my pick based on the fact that I don't think this game's played in Miami. I think it is somewhere else. So I'm taking Tampa Bay.
I'm going to take Miami. Miami catching the points.
What was
right?
Right. Miami's getting 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Miami, fuck! I wish Miami, Tampa was getting 2.5 and make it easier.
Of course it would.
Well, that's not how the spread works, Damon.
Right.
Fuck Tampa. I'll take Tampa.
Next game. Arizona at Detroit. Arizona having a down season last year, but Carson Palmer's back healthy. They got David Johnson, who's a stud. At Detroit, Stafford coming off the new deal that he signed. This game is in Detroit, and the Lions are getting 1.5 at home.
Yeah. That's so insulting.
Sounds about right.
That's so fucking insulting.
It is Detroit.
Well, it's more that Arizona. I mean...
Yeah, but Arizona wasn't that good last year. Are they really that good to be giving points on the road to Detroit? But
didn't injuries hurt them? And they've got those guys back. I mean, Arizona is one of the early predictions of the season to make a run for the... This is a year for Arizona to do it. So...
All right.
It would make sense that they're going to give Detroit points.
All right, well, I'm going to take the Lions catching the points.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm going to take Arizona.
Yeah. I agree with Damon. I'm taking Arizona.
All right. Two home dogs I'm taking this week. I like it. All right. And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a bitch.
This might actually be.
How do you pick a shitty game in week one? I don't remember how we do this.
Just wait till you see.
Go to Atlanta.
The Jets and who?
You're right. It is the New York Jets. Who?
Too bad they're not playing the Falcons.
They are playing the Buffalo.
Right. I didn't know it, but yes. This
and,
is the game of the week.
Tyrod Taylor may not be playing for the Bills this week. Buffalo has already traded a bunch of players. They traded away Sammy Watkins. Traded away a couple defensive backs. Traded away a running back. And now they may not have Tyrod Taylor. Like, they are accumulating draft picks, and they are going full-on tank.
Is the game in Buffalo?
The game is in Buffalo, and crazy to believe, the Bills are favored by 8.
What?
Like, that's how bad the Jets are.
Fuck! 8!
All you need to know about the Jets. Like, the Jets are tanking, too. The Jets suck.
So they are giving the Jets 8 points?
8 And Buffalo is not going to be good. They might win 4 games this year.
Hey, watch it, asshole.
The Jets are that bad.
The Jets? How the fuck do you give the Jets 8 points? Well, no. The Jets are getting 8 points, right? Or
yeah, Buffalo is giving 8 points to the Jets.
Right. I mean,
what happened to the Jets? You just went through what Buffalo did. What happened? What's going on with the Jets that they're that bad?
Well, they've been trading away players as well. They just traded away Sheldon Richardson, their stud defensive tackle. They traded him away to Seattle.
It's
a quarterback situation. They've got Josh McCown, Christian Hackenberg, and Bryce Petty. I think McCown is going to be their guy starting week one. I think, you know, they're kind of pulling. They released a lot of guys. They let go of Eric Decker. They let go of Brandon Marshall. They're doing the rebuild thing too. These are two rebuilding teams.
You really
they're trying
a good shitty game of the week.
I'm telling you, this might be the shittiest game of the whole season.
Wow.
I mean, how do you, 8 points is huge.
But aren't they going to play again?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
do. That'll be the shittiest game of the season.
So, yeah.
No, man, this is tough. Do you take the point?
Excuse me.
Right. And two teams that are this awful, do you just take 8 points and hope that
it's... That's it. Thank you. You convinced me. Yeah. I got to take... Yeah. I have to take 8 points. You give me eight points.
Right. Yeah,
I have 8 points. Yeah.
I agree. You take the Jets, road team, two shitty teams. You'll be lucky if 8 points are scored in this game.
Right. Oh no, there'll probably be 108 points because of both. I don't know how.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Give me the points. God, the Jets are so good. That's gonna be so bad.
All right, folks. There you go. If you want to play in Pick'ems, here's how you do it. You send a tweet at Dome Patrol PCast and put the just all you have to list is your order of the picks. So, for example, I would tweet Oakland, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Arizona, Jets. And I'd hashtag Pick'ems. That's all you got to do. We'll record all your stuff and each week we'll kind of go through the leaders and we go by percent, winning percentage. If you play, for example, 1 week and you skip a week, 1 week, skip a week. Eventually, if you skip too many weeks, then we just kind of drop you into no man's land because obviously it's not fair if you get 5-0 this week and then you don't play again until the last week of the season. You're not going to win Pick'ems with a 100 record. And then the winner of Pick'ems is invited to guest on the show.
What happened to our guest this week?
He couldn't make it tonight, but next it's his wife's birthday or something like that.
Okay.
And so he's going to join us next week.
Got it.
And that is Fitz, who was the winner of Pick'ems from 2015. And then other than that, I think we could move on to our last segment of the week, which is Saints Preview. And this is where we talk about the preview of the next game. Saints-Vikings, Monday night in Minnesota. Adrian Peterson ready to stick it to the other team. Or stick it to his former team, I should say.
That's what he says. Now, because it's the first game in the doubleheader, doesn't that game usually start at 6:30 instead?
Yeah. That is correct. It starts earlier.
Okay.
Central time.
Oh, right. You got this game, and then you got the West Coast.
Well, I don't want Neil and Lear tuning in at 6:30. The game's already done over.
Well, they're so far across the pond.
Believe me, trust me, they know what time the game
is. Right. Nothing they have seen ever tells them yeah. The correct time. They have to do the math and figure it out.
All right, so what's going to happen? Or is Adrian Peterson going to be the featured back?
100%. There's plenty of examples throughout his tenure here when former teams come in for a player that we now have on our roster. Sean Payton features them and pushes them. He did it with all the way back with Shockey and the Giants, and you know. So then I think it was Hightower last year. You know. So Peterson will definitely be featured. He'll definitely give him the ball to try to make, you know, to get some momentum and some excitement going in the game. Get the team rallied around AP.
That'll be good.
Right. And look,
I don't want him to force it. If it ain't working, and Minnesota finds a way to stop him. stop and adjust your game plan. Like, don't do it. Just don't keep doing it because you're trying to prove a point.
Right. I don't think he'll do that. But one of the big things that I read yesterday that I probably should have pulled up is that every member of the Minnesota Vikings offensive line will be new this week.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's a good sign.
So you think we get about 10 of those 60 sacks this
week? Exactly. We just might.
That's why Damon picked 60. He had this little stat in his back pocket. We're going to get 10 the first week. Well on our way to 60.
I mean, go ahead, Jason.
I mean, it's going to be a tough game on the road, but I always look at it like it's fucking Sam Bradford. Like, yes, he completes a lot of short passes. He's very accurate. He broke Breeze's percentage record, but he averaged like a yard and a half less per pass attempt last year. And, with a new offensive line, you could rat him a little bit early. It's Sam fucking Bradford.
Right.
He's still a starting quarterback in the league, and he's had a job for a while, but the guy just doesn't scare me at all.
Why is it? Then why do you say it's a tough game? I mean, is Minnesota's defense something to be?
Their defense is very good. It's on the road, and their defense is very good.
Yeah. They have a lot of Pro Bowlers on their defense, and Minnesota has always been a tough place to play. I don't know
you're
if
you're gonna hear the ooh.
I don't know if this new stadium is is it just as tough, but they do have good fans that show up and make some noise.
Plus, we're also missing Snead. It's not ideal to be missing.
We got Kamara. I'm serious. Find Kamara up in Snead's position. Don't even.
Okay, let's see. But, they've got a rookie running back, Dalvin Cook, who's looked pretty good in the preseason. It's got to watch out for. They got Stephon Diggs on the outside, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph. I mean, some okay receivers. But Cook is the guy they need to stop. And getting Bradford's race and rattle him. You get off to a good start, get a bunch of sacks, get a lot of pressure.
Well, the simple formula is score early, get that lead, build on that lead, and make them one-dimensional.
Take the fans out of it, too.
Yeah.
Be a good thing. Take the fans out of it. Man, that's going to be kind of nice. The game starts at 6:10, so pretty much right when I get home from work.
Right, boom, game right. Starts.
Have football. No, I do like the schedule. Again, it gives me Thursday I can enjoy football, looking forward to the game. Sunday I can sit here and watch football all day long, not worried about what the Saints have done or haven't done.
Because you know if they lose, you can't watch football for the rest of the
game. Oh, it's it. I'm done. Right. These last couple of years, you lose the first game. Well, fuck it. I'm done. I ain't watching anything else. I ain't doing nothing else. Fuck this shit. So I am looking forward to two nice full days of football.
Untainted.
Yeah, well, right. Untainted and guaranteed. And guaranteed. That's all it is. There's a guarantee.
Yep.
And then if I watch the other Monday night game.
Well, especially if LSU's carries on their 27-0 performance and keeps going with that kind of domination. Just you talking about from Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, all leading into Monday. Just great football euphoria. And the only thing you ask for is the Saints to just finish the job.
Yeah.
Happy ending.
We're all, I believe, we are all very excited and optimistic going into the season with the way the defense played, it's here. It's here, we get to see if it actually translates into the regular season. Mm-hmm.
All right, so score predictions, Damon, for the Saints-Vikings game.
We're going to be a little rusty, but our defense is going to be excellent. So I'm going to say 24-14.
Oh, man. I like that score. I was thinking similarly. I'll go 27-17. The defense continues their... keeps making plays, keeps us getting optimistic. I think the defense does a pretty decent job.
All right. I'm going to say 24-10.
Wow. Really I'll liking play, that little defense.
Yeah, I'll play a little slower offense than you, Jason, but I'll play a little better defense than you, Damon. How's that?
Yeah. Hey, look, I hope that would be wonderful. That makes life so much easier.
Fantastic. Definitely.
Now, the reality is it's probably going to end up being more like 24-21 or something. You know, this is the NFL. This is the way it's going to come down to the last minute on a Monday night.
But look, you know,
24-23.
Coming away with a win here, that is a huge, huge start to the season going on the road and getting.
Got to get this win.
Well, again, you look again. Sean Payton's whole tenure here. We have to start quick and hot. You know.
And that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dad, come.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, off-season donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Time out, hold it back, boy.
Hey, yo, the Saints is gon' win it. Go Super Bowl and let's kill it. We don't care what team or what city. Say we don't care what team or what city. Tell them why.